Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. These challenges are meant to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus, even in the midst of a busy lifestyle, whether that means commuting or something else that keeps you busy. We have a weekly and daily rhythm that we follow to help us do that together as a community, even if we're not able to be together in person. Every Monday, we introduce a new idea, and that's what we'll do today. And then Tuesday, we see where that comes from in the Bible and study it. Wednesday, we try to see how that changes us. Thursdays, we try to put it into practice. Before Friday, we take a day to pray and reflect. Saturday is a day of rest. And then Sunday is a day I'd encourage you to be part of a Christian community. And we're starting a new one in Ajax. And I'd love to hear from you. If you live in the area, would like to hear more about the kind of community we're envisioning arising from this online community. So it's Monday, so we're looking at a new idea, and this week has a lot to do with our influencers, who has influence in our lives, and whether that's a positive or negative influence. Because it's amazing how a good thing can be undermined. I remember when the Apple iPad first came out, it only took about a week before somebody had developed an app that was actually a virus. It masqueraded as something good, something that you wanted, that would make your iPad even better, even though it was already the peak of technology at the time. Well, in fact, it was malicious software. It was meant to undermine and damage, even destroy, somebody's brand new iPad. It doesn't take long for somebody to try to undermine something really good that's new and wonderful. Now, it was the same thing with our community. When Redeem the Commute first launched, I was amazed at the number of hacking attempts that we saw attempting to get through our site security. It only took a matter of days before we were bombarded, and we still are being bombarded with hacking attempts, people trying to log in and get admin access when it shouldn't be theirs. I hope it's not you. Well, the same thing happened with Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He just released something amazing into the world, the most incredible teaching. People still revere it as some of the best teaching that has ever been spoken into our world. Nobody's topped it since. And it didn't take long after Jesus had released that amazing teaching in the world for people to try to undermine it, for people to come and try to improve on Jesus' teaching in one way or another with their own interests in mind. Jesus knew there would be people waiting in the wings, waiting to use his teaching for their benefit, and he called them wolves in sheep's clothing. And we're going to look this week at the time that Jesus spoke near the end of the Sermon on the Mount about these false teachers, false prophets he called them. And he said we should watch out for four things, or four ways to know when they're false teachers rather than good teachers like him. One was that they'd be attractive. We would want to follow them because of their outward appearances rather than their substance. He also said it would have to do with their inconsistencies, that the things they said would be inconsistent one with another, or inconsistent with God's word. He said that these teachers would be short-lived, that their teachings would be very temporary and wouldn't last. And finally, he said we'd tell by their motives whether they were true or false teachers. If they were just doing this for themselves, teaching people because they could gain, then that was a sign. Well, we're going to look at those four things in depth this week, two of them tomorrow and then two of them the next day. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to consider. When have you seen somebody undermine good work? How could you tell that's what they were up to? Well, that would be a great question to discuss with other people in your life. Maybe somebody from the train or bus, somebody from the neighborhood, or somebody from work. Somebody in your life who you could discuss these questions with and form a little group. But there are other ways to build community as part of Redeem the Commute as well. One way would be to come to our coffee hours. Every Wednesday night at 7:30, I'm at Chapters in Ajax, sitting in Starbucks. I'm there for people who want to ask questions, want to meet me, discuss something they learned, basically to build community so that what we're doing online and mobile while you're commuting can also become part of a face-to-face community that we hope will form in Durham Region, just east of Toronto. Just get in touch with me. You can use our one-click RSVP button on our website to let me know that you're coming. I'll see you tomorrow in our teaching online or maybe Wednesday at coffee hours. Bye for now.